It is on. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has challenged the CIA to disclose its congressional briefings on torture.
Just to be clear, you're accusing the CIA of lying to you in September of 2002.
Misleading the Congress of the United States.
And now a former senator is claiming that he, too, was left in the dark. Maybe remember Bob Graham of Florida? He ran briefly for president in 2004, but he's most famous for the meticulous log he keeps. He writes down everything he does, hour by hour, in spiral-bound notebooks. Everything, his daily weight, what he eats for breakfast, TV shows he watches, calories he burns on his exercise bike, and briefings he's attended. He's done it every day for over 30 years. Well, he chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he called the CIA to find out when he was briefed about enhanced interrogation. Four times, they said, twice in April, twice in September of 2002. So he went back to his notebooks. Only one briefing, September 27, 2002. Confronted with the evidence, the CIA acknowledged he was right, and he says he recollects nothing about waterboarding from that one briefing. What he does remember is that the briefing took place at precisely the time when Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld were trying to prove a link between al-Qaeda terrorists and Saddam Hussein. Could that explain what's really going on here? We've all heard the argument that the problem with waterboarding is that the subject will say anything the interrogators want to hear to make it stop, right? And that would seem to be a drawback, unless that was the whole point. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.